and decide on a major yet? And then what would you do with that if you weren't going to go to medical school? Genetic engineering. Clone yourself so you don't have to do homework. That's when the clone 5-6 of me.
But they just had 6 different. They wouldn't have the same idea.
And they wouldn't even necessarily look the same, because twins like share the same DNA, don't they? Identical twins.
Well, that's where there's confusion on my part, because Mike's names are, there's some discrepancy between twins and rises.
Cool.
And some small discrepancies in genetic, and then vacuum.
But they were the same cell split in half. I mean, how more exact could you get?
Things could happen. I've been on.
So then you could never completely clone something, because you had this cell, one thing, and it split in, you know, it had its DNA or whatever, and it split in half, and then it exactly reproduced. So how could you clone something? Cloning would be a less exact thing than identical twins. So if identical, it would be less exact.
See, I've only studied identical twins in a very particular sense. I don't know exactly. I mean, all this is yes. In the book says, a cell splits in half and forms two. But I don't think they're exactly the same.
I don't think they really know what they're talking about anyway.
Whereas if you clone someone, it comes out.
Which I don't see how it would happen.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like you take your DNA and somehow get the cell, living cells, just to duplicate.
But doesn't this living cell, like,
have its own DNA?
Or just, like, you know, it's got to alter it a little bit. It's got to leave its mark, I'd say, just offhand, no information at all.
Leave its mark. See, I'm do some rudimentary experiments on my own.
You know, Mike, we could probably, you know, get one of Mike's hairbrushes and get started.
And then somehow increase the metabolism rate to have it grow. Well, with a time release somehow. So it would automatically, in about a month or so, grow to the age of 18. Perhaps then it would
and then we could train it, though, so it would be better than Mike. You know, its personality. And we could kill Mike off, and then we'd have a better roommate to live with. And nobody would know the difference.
Okay, let's see what do we want to do to the new Mike. Okay, we don't want to be quite so arrogant.
Quite so arrogant, not quite so arrogant. More subservient.
Yeah. He should have given us more things, too.
Yeah, he's got a lot more things jammed in his room than I've got in here.
He should perhaps sleep out in the hallway.
You know, our room, like, we could probably blast out, look, we could divide this room right in half and blast out Mike's wall, and then we could just have two rooms, two big rooms. And Mike could sleep in the hallway closet or something. So what? These guys came by and looked at our ceiling heat is blown out. So we need baseboard heating now?
Well,
that's what Mike said. They said, weren't you here? You were here when the guy was looking at the gun. So weren't you here when he was talking about what had to be done?
Oh, he didn't. He just said sometimes they put in baseboard heaters. Yeah, ceiling heat comes out.
Well, that's all they can do, because I was talking to the other Jenner guys here, and when the ceiling heat, because they were saying, when they first put it in, when they built the building, that was the newest thing, ceiling heat. But when it goes out, and all they can do is, you know, they can't rip out the ceiling, I guess. And all they can do is just throw in baseboard heating. That's got to be some big, tricky deal, isn't it? That has to be a... Throwing in a whole heating system in an already done apartment, wouldn't that be a huge deal? Or is it just like an extension cord, a stripped extension cord behind there, and they just plug it in and it generates heat, or what?
I really don't know, because I don't remember the guy saying that, you guys need baseboard heat. He just said that that's kind of what happened, but, well, Mike said, do they have ceiling heat? He's like, sometimes they have baseboard heat on ceiling.
Well, he meant if you want heat at all. He goes, well, your ceiling heat's out. Like, just maybe just leaving it then. Oh, and if you want heat at all, I guess you'll need baseboard heat.
But he didn't really say that. He didn't know. He just didn't know. You're talking about the guy that was in here with the counter.
Yeah.
And he hasn't talked to anybody else. You talked to anybody else except for that guy. He didn't know anything.
I didn't talk to anybody. I talked
to Mike. All he did was come in and flip the switches a few times and say, well, he just kept saying, well,
oh, so he wasn't a special heating guy?
No, he didn't know anything.
So he was just one of the janitor guys.
He was just not even, I don't know what he was.
Well, what did he look like? I know those guys. Was he really...
He was a over, grizzly old man.
Did he have, like, white hair?
Like
did he have perfectly white hair?
No, I don't think he had much.
Well, I don't think that's too cool if we have people coming around liking our stuff that have keys to our place.
Well, he already has
so you'll just take our Civil War guys. The Civil War story. Or the World War I story. So Mike was thinking maybe you guys are going to be hanging out with him now. He's wanting.
Yeah.
Well, we've almost talked for 40 minutes, 35 minutes. So the longest talk we've had this year. I'll have to take more wonderful classes like this.
Yes, this is a very wonderful class. Your profession must be a... He's a wonderful man.
You've never even met him, Derek.
No, the things you told me about.
Huh?
About the wonderful lectures. About, you know, how much you like him. Not just from a teaching standpoint.
No, Derek, no. Come on, man. You know,
not just from a teaching standpoint.
Come on, you should maybe keep it down.
Just from a male.
I'm shy. I'm shy about all that, Derek.
Just from a homosexual. No.
Shh. It's not really the word.
Philanthropy standpoint. Just the level of man. Just the level of great, great fucking man.
I don't know, Derek. Maybe that's pushing it. Maybe he doesn't have a sense of humor. Alright, let's talk about. Should I put that carved head in my wall?
Does he ever talk about anything classified?
What?
Or just walk in and just lecture? Does he ever say, like, oh, I want to watch the sheet for him?
Does
he ever pick up on these things? I think you should take notes on how he says about the stupid material.
But is how he's the special interest, sir.
Right.
Hmm.
So then you could, like, set up some questions, get him from. Ask him to me. This could be real buddy-buddy.
Is that how you've done it, Derek? Hasn't worked with Mike. You never take another English class anyway. Maybe. Could be. So when do you have to declare a major? When are you going to be out of Gen Eds? Take that physics class I had, that astronomy class with that same guy.
Hi.
Hi! He spread his arms. Hi! He was pretty cool.
That'd be cool just to get to graduate school just so you can teach.
It's weird.
Hello!
He's been teaching for a while, it seems. That guy.
So what's new?
What's the news? What's new? So we start out every class. Sometimes we go, if enough people kept talking about stuff, we'd go 20, 25 minutes before we even started on the class. Eventually people caught on to it and they were just trying to come up with things to talk about. Besides astronomy things. We'll have to go up in some clear night and check out that telescope they have here. Yeah, you just have to make an appointment. No, you don't have to make an appointment. There's less than like 3. Just in a clear night, you just go up there. I think. I can find out. Maybe you and Mike could get into that. Checking out some stars.
Do they have
I doubt it.
Why?
They're like huge, like $1 million pieces of machinery.
I mean, like, I forget the different types of those. Like, cheap ones. Probably not, like, somewhere in this biology.
Well, if you're going to major in biology, I don't think this is a school for it. I don't know. Unless you're maybe... Steve should come here and major in art. Don't you think?
Where's he going?
Roosevelt. I just wrote it in the letter. John.
That's why I asked him. He's kind of a annoying, but...
Steve seems to be doing fine. Steve and I want to go study in England for a semester. Want to come with?
Where exactly does he say? Talk 90 minutes in attitude?
No. I have to write some 10-page paper. Write some 7 or 10-page or something paper about it. I don't know what. Like different elements, like analyzing, like pauses, like how people self-correct themselves, and like here. I could read his notes for you. You could listen to them. Like the topics would be like difference between men and women. Well, we saw that with Nicole. They just stomp out and leave the room. The way people correct each other themselves. Negotiated meanings would like be if like we were talking about something that we both kind of had like a if we were talking.
Well, let's get something. Figure out something. We'll make this real easy for you.
Okay.
We'll do all this shit.
Pauses, nervous talking, people who make up words.
I had the new agoraphobia. Yeah, that's it.
Discourse markers, like, you know, well, like, you know, I said... Attention signals,
Hey, yo, bud!
Storytelling, to whom, how, and when.
Well...
Directions, jokes, the order of directions, like, question and answer sequences, false starts, like, trying to get going on a new topic or something, and, like, self-interruption, that's all I really have. And I checked out a bunch of books on pragmatics and discourse analysis, and they didn't really tell me anything.
Jokes? Did you say jokes?
Yep.
Okay.
Because, like, they're, like, because the thing about jokes is, like, the thing you could look at is, like, they're, like, rehearsed speeches, like, so you could, so supposedly, if you tell a joke, supposedly it's something you practice almost, and it's kind of like, okay, what do you have a joke there?
Man.
I've heard all the Dave jokes.
That's
all the Dave jokes.